Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In Major League Baseball yesterday, Corey Kluber threw the league's sixth no-hitter this season and second in two nights, leading the Yankees over the Rangers 2-0. The 35-year-old right-hander came within a third-inning walk to Charlie Culberson of throwing a perfect game. It came after Tigers pitcher Spencer Turnbull threw a no-hitter against the Mariners on Tuesday, marking the first no-hitters on consecutive days since 1969. Also yesterday, the Braves edged the Mets 5-4, the Red Sox ripped the Blue Jays 7-3, the Marlins defeated the Phillies 3-1, and the Nationals nipped the Cubs 4-3. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, Craig Smith scored 5 minutes and 48 seconds into the second overtime to lift the Bruins over the Capitals 3-2, giving Boston a 2-1 lead in their first-round series. Meanwhile, the Jets took Game 1 of their series against the Oilers 4-1, the Avalanche pulled away from the Blues 6-3, and the Hurricanes shut out the Predators 3-0. And in the play-in round of the NBA playoffs, LeBron James made a long go-ahead three-pointer with just under a minute remaining, rallying the Lakers to a 103-100 victory over the Warriors that gives them the seventh seed in the West. The Warriors will play the Grizzlies for the eighth seed on Friday. The Grizzlies eliminated the Spurs last night 100-96. Lastly, Lee Evans, the record-setting sprinter who wore a black beret in a show of support for the Black Panther Party and other civil rights organizations during the 1968 Olympics, died yesterday at age 74. Evans became the first man to crack 44 seconds in the 400 meters, winning the gold medal at the Mexico City Games. His victory came shortly after his teammates, Tommy Smith and John Carlos, were sent home from the Olympics for raising their fists on the medal stand. I'm Jesse King.